Our guest today is Amy Brock, a registered dietitian nutritionist and certified diabetes educator with the School of Medicine's Wellness and Weight Management Center. Thank you for being here today, Amy.
Thank you.
In looking at National Observance Month calendars, we see that March is National Nutrition Month. Can you talk about that?
Yes. National Nutrition Month is a nutrition education and information campaign created annually in March by the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. The campaign focuses attention on the importance of making informed food choices and developing sound eating and physical activity habits.
The theme this year for National Nutrition Month is Savor the Flavor, Eating Right. Can you explain what that means?
Yeah. Savor the Flavor of Eating Right is encouraging everyone to take time to enjoy food traditions and appreciate the pleasures, great flavors, and social experiences food can add to our lives.
How can we relate this to daily life?
Great question. How, when, why, and where we eat are just as important as what we eat. Making sure to enjoy the sight, sounds, memories, and interactions associated with eating are essential to developing an overall healthy eating plan. Developing a mindful eating pattern that includes nutritious and flavorful foods while also taking the time to enjoy everything that a flavorful and tasty meal brings with it is just as important. That's the best way to savor the flavor of eating right.
One of the common barriers to good nutrition is the temptation to overeat. How do we combat that tendency?
It is possible to enjoy the taste and flavor of food while still maintaining a healthy diet. It's important we take time to enjoy food traditions and find creative, healthful, and nutrition ways to add flavor to food. An eating pattern based on the 2015 to 2020 dietary guidelines and My Plate recommendations can accommodate the food preferences, cultural tradition, and customs of many diverse groups.
Can you give examples of creative and healthful eating?
A great example would be baking or grilling your poultry instead of frying it, or cooking your vegetables with a nonstick spray and seasonings versus using butter.
And you're listening to Beyond the Headlines from KUNR Reno Public Radio. I'm Ann McMillan, and today we are talking with Amy Brock from the School of Medicine's Wellness and Weight Management Center about nutrition. Amy, you've mentioned new dietary guidelines for Americans over the next 5 years. I understand there are different components to those guidelines. Let's explore those, starting with sugar.
The dietary guidelines recommend consuming less added sugar. This means choosing foods and drinks with no added sugar whenever possible. For example, drink water or low-fat or fat-free milk instead of sugary drinks like soda, sports drinks, or fruit juices. Or instead of having a flavored yogurt, try plain yogurt and add some fresh berries to add a natural sweetener. Sweeteners found in the fruit, those are naturally occurring sugars versus those added sugars that we commonly find in those pastries and snack foods.
And what about sodium?
The new dietary guidelines recommend consuming fewer than 2,300 milligrams of sodium per day. This is equivalent to 1 teaspoon of salt per day. Most sodium consumed in the United States comes from salts added during commercial food processing and preparation. Check the nutrition facts label to compare the sodium content of foods and choose products with less sodium. Buy frozen or canned products without added salt and cook meals from scratch to control the sodium content. Also, add flavor to your meals with citrus, herbs, and spices instead of using that salt shaker.
And finally, saturated fats.
The new dietary guidelines recommends reducing our intake of saturated fats. Saturated fats are found in animal products such as meats, whole milk, cream, butter, and cheese. Drinking fat-free or low-fat milk instead of 2% or whole milk is one way to reduce our intake. Additional ways include eating low-fat cheese instead of regular cheese, using oils like olive oil or canola oil instead of butter when cooking, or choosing leaner cuts of meat over fattier cuts. Red meat has the highest saturated fat intake, followed by poultry, and fish has the lowest.
You have talked about mindful eating patterns. What do you mean by that?
It is important that we take time to appreciate the flavors, textures, and overall eating experience. In today's busy world, we often eat quickly and mindlessly. Instead, focus on eating slowly. Eat one bite at a time and focus on the different flavors and textures. Not only does this allow you to enjoy your food, but it can also help you in eating less by giving your stomach time to tell your brain that you are full or satisfied and minimize overeating.
What are some examples of mindless eating?
So I want you to think about where you eat majority of your meals or what you do while you're eating them. Many people eat lunch at their desks or eat dinner while in front of the TV. It's important we unplug during our meals and minimize those distractions. Take a few minutes out of your busy day to put down your phone and step away from the computer or TV to focus on that meal. Allow your mind to focus only on that one task, and you might find your meals to be even more pleasurable.
So if we have tried all these suggestions and are having trouble sticking with them, there are professionals who can help. Who are these professionals?
A healthy lifestyle is much more than choosing to eat more fruits and vegetables. A registered dietitian nutritionist can educate and guide you to make informed food choices based on your individual health and nutrient needs.
What is the difference between a registered dietitian nutritionist and a nutritionist?
A registered dietitian nutritionist, or registered dietitian for short, is the food and nutrition expert who can translate the science of nutrition into practical, healthy solutions for healthy living. These individuals have completed a minimum of a bachelor's degree in nutrition, completed an accredited supervised practice program, and passed the national examination. Someone who calls himself a nutritionist may have taken one nutrition course in college or might just be a healthy individual trying to impart their knowledge. Registered dietitian nutritionists work under the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics and play an integral role in the healthcare field. We use evidence-based medicine to help clients with multiple medical conditions or can assist you in making more informed food choices based on your individual needs.
Thank you, Amy, for being with us to discuss better eating for March and beyond. This is KUNR Reno Public Radio.